How are you, Christine?
I'm really good today. How are you?
I'm doing well too.
Yeah. Well, thanks for letting me record this for my coach certification. Very grateful.
I'm happy to do it. It's a milestone for me too, because it made me think that we did this just as I was coming to Colombia, and now 3 years later, I'm leaving Colombia.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It's like a bookmark. This is so cool. So, speaking of bookmarks, how shall we begin and end our session today?
Well, since I'm thinking so much about this final presentation to the client tomorrow, it would be cool to have a confidence boost about my presentation, about doing a good job without reading from my notes like a nervous schoolgirl, and really gearing up to leave because I leave in 10 days, and all that entails.
Okay. So it sounds like there's two things that you'd like to cover today.
Yeah, tomorrow and next week.
Okay. Tomorrow and next week. Would it serve to refine specifically kind of the two requests so that we know what we're working on?
Sure.
Okay. Which one do you want to refine first?
Let's start with the presentation tomorrow, the confidence and not reading from my notes.
Okay. So there's a request to get this confidence boost so that you're not like a nervous schoolgirl. If we addressed this successfully, what would you leave our call with?
I guess more of a calm than I've been feeling. My feelings have been like snarky because I want to show off this big client boss guy that is not very pleasant. But also leave my good client, his underling, with a good feeling about having worked with me. That I really did what she needed from our side too to make her job in getting funding for projects better and easier. And I just want to calm the hell down. I want to own it. I know this stuff backwards and forwards, and I'm the only one who does. And it's time to show that. Man, just saying that makes me feel nervous.
Okay. So, if you could leave the call with the experience of owning the past 3 years, and is it the past 3 years or just the last year and a half?
It's the this particular project is a year and a half, but
Okay.
it is a culmination. It really is of everything we've done here. And I don't know if you heard, but they signed peace last night
Oh no.
in Havana.
Oh my
It's
gosh.
peace accord. I know. My friend has contacts in the administration and sent me the peace accord.
Wow.
I can't believe I'm looking at it, you know. I was poking through it a little bit this morning. So this is definitely a culmination because when I arrived, they had just started talks.
Is that what you're looking to get? Your own peace accord to walk in?
Yeah. What a nice image, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And they're about putting the final touches on my time here and making an agreement with USAID to do a better job in the future.
Okay. Would it serve to, is that, does that, is there anything else you need to say around this particular request?
Nope, that does it.
Okay. Would it serve to dive in, or would you prefer to clarify the other one?
Let's clarify the other one. Let's see what it is I'm thinking about.
Okay.
I guess there's some sadness about leaving my friends and things. my life. I was thinking today as I walked to work, I took some pictures and I thought maybe I'll do a little blog series about my last week in Bogota. All the things that I do, my funny little simple life that I've enjoyed in lots of ways. Mm-hmm. Things I'll miss. I guess there's a little, I want to get a little peace with that too. Because, like, I think I might have told you this before, but I don't really have to go.
Mm-hmm.
And deciding it on a particular purpose. But it's a really new, weird purpose. You know, mm-hmm. I'm going to go live with a guy. That's really new to me. So, a little trepidation about the future and excitement and sadness. It's really mixed.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I look at my little lady that comes to help me at the house, who I absolutely adore and who absolutely adores me, she just, her eyes well up with tears, and I think, oh God, Elena. She's like the soul of Colombia.
Yeah. I wonder if there's So what's this conversation gearing up to leave, the excitement and trepidation, the recording of your funny little simple life? What's all of that really about for you?
That's funny. When you asked that, the first thing that came to my mind was I'm getting older.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. The chapter closing on single life and closing on Bogota life, I guess the bookmarks at the end of these chapters are a little starker now. I kind of see the future as shorter than maybe the past or something.
Mm.
I get a little hypochondriac sometimes. Like, well, I'm 48 almost. What does it mean? How close am I to dying? What was that twinge?
Mm.
And I really want to enjoy what time I have.
Okay. As a minor aside, it sounds like this area might also serve with a conversation with your therapist.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be on the phone with him tomorrow at 7 a.m.
That early, huh?
It works well with work.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So if we were to address this from a coaching perspective, what might we address in the kind of bookmark of getting older that would support you?
Well, writing and then being a writer and then coming up with this idea of little blog series strikes me as brilliant, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that the marking the important occasions in writing, and maybe in a couple of goofy photos of the street life around here, is a really apt way to say goodbye for me. Taking pictures of my colleagues and just stepping out, but with this bookmark about it, about how important this is, about how hard it was to be here grieving, about how lovely, really, honestly, the weather is, how easy it is to live here, because you never have to, you know, be in muckluck boots or sweating profusely like in so many of the places I've worked. How glorious this place is, the mountains right next to you. I don't know, kind of acknowledging all the good things about it. Because I've also had negative feelings about being there. I don't want that to be.
Yeah.
Especially in this last run up, I've been thinking, God, I can't wait to leave. 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 You know, just really short time of disease in a very unproductive, weird way. And then all of a sudden, I am 10 days out. And I'm like, holy crap.
Mm.
Look what I am leaving behind. Look what I rushed to leave behind, or raced to leave behind. What a great metaphor for writing, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious of what you're getting in sharing this out loud.
I feel a little more peaceful about it. I feel proud that I came up with this idea of the little blog posts. A series, my last week here. This is what it looks like. This is my bye-bye Bogota as a way to honor it. And honor what I did here at work. Made lots of friends, did lots of good work. Yeah, I'm proud of that. I thought of it kind of a little more mockingly on the way to work when I was dreaming it up. But more pat on the back feeling right now. I don't want to get older. That is a little weird. Don't mentally fight it. I just don't quite acknowledge it, don't quite recognize it. You know, my mom says, yeah, I'm just gonna, you know, I'm gonna change from squash to tennis because in that little room it's easier to have injuries. And I'm getting older. He has this very matter of fact way about it. And I'm like, well, I like squash or whatever, you know, whatever the thing is. Like, are you serious? What? We're not old. Look at us. Prime of life. If I can quit smoking, it'll be prime of life. That's my goal when I get to Madrid.
Okay.
Because I think that, you know, that's the number one thing that'll help me in the next however many years. Yeah. Number one.
Yeah.
Tied with writing.
Well, it sounds like... It sounds like you've moved a little bit away from the honoring and acknowledgement of your time into the question or concern around getting older.
Yeah. You don't get a million opportunities in life to do the things that you dream of doing, and this was one, and I really got to do it, and I did it upright. And I guess closing that chapter is bound to be a little catching your throat. But who's more fortunate than I am?
Yeah.
I've had charmed life for a long time. So I'll make the little blog posts. I keep saying a little because I want to make them little enough that they're not an obstacle to the day when I have so much to do to leave. just a little something every day, a picture or two and 500 words, whatever it is.
I like how 500 words is little for you.
Oh my God, 1,000 words is little.
Yeah.
2,000 I can write in 15 minutes, you know. No, I'm exaggerating, but.
Yeah.
Oh, I got words, sister.
I know you got words. Well, may I offer you an assertion?
Sure.
Okay. It sounds like there was the need to acknowledge and honor your time may have been addressed by simply sharing the idea and talking it through. Is that your experience?
Yeah, I feel like I'm on the right track. I figured that one out.
Cool. Is there anything else you need to see, that you see or need to say?
No, that doesn't.
Okay, cool. All right, would you like to move over into the peace accord?
Yes.
Okay.
It sounds perfect.
Okay. So where do you see a good place to start? Start negotiations or whatever it is.
Maybe trying to think of him not as the enemy, and recognize that his position is valid in some ways too. Because that's like a good evaluator is not just good at evaluating something that's put in front of her to be evaluated and thinking about that critically, but also about the things that make up her own, like mental framework, the lenses I wear going into the meeting, going into any encounter with the client, the ones with the dough, kind of like being able to look at how I've built him up into a monster, kind of. That's not really fair either.
Are you distinguished about the lenses you have?
Not entirely.
Okay.
Because evaluation, I mean, how could he not want to have his stuff evaluated? How could he not want to know what's going right and what's going wrong from an external perspective? Somebody looking independently. The only thing that occurs to me is he maybe got burned by some evaluator some time ago, and you know, it affected his career or something, and that's why he looks at us with this distrust.
Well, that sounds like a different thing from the conversation around the lens that you wear. Why you have made him out to be a monster.
I don't want to get blamed.
You don't want to? I'm sorry, what did you say?
I don't want to get blamed for anything he doesn't like about the evaluation. Not just in my real client's eyes, the one I work with all the time, who I like so much, but in my boss's eyes and the people that are there. I've had this fear that someone will invite to the presentation the man who, I don't know how much I told you about this, but I know I told you something, who pretty much abandoned me to this project because he didn't want to work with me anymore. I'm afraid someone will know him and bring him to the meeting, and he'll be there, and I'll be presenting to him as well. So, feeling concerned that there's something that he, who's an econometrician, so he knows stats way better than I do. And what if I say something that he disagrees with? The mission director wouldn't know a statistic if it bit him in the ass, so I'm not worried about that with him. but he may be pushing for different interpretations so that he and his team look better. There's all these ways that evaluation kind of gets under people's skin. And I don't want any of their flack from any of them. I've worked so fucking hard. I've been here every night, every weekend day, 10, 11, 12-hour days for months, other than that trip to New York and Madrid. And I just feel like I'm on the edge of a knife. I want them to respect what's the work that's gone into it to make it good. And I don't want to get barked at. I don't want to be defensive. I don't want to, I'd really just rather not go. If somebody else could do this presentation, that would be really cool.
Okay. Wow, it sounds really... I can hear the... You had described yourself as a nervous schoolgirl. I can hear the nervous schoolgirl.
It sure doesn't sound like lenses, though. I do sometimes see the clients like enemies, in a way, because I know the defensiveness they can show in these kinds of presentations. So maybe that's part of my lenses, like believing that they are just doing it to be mean to me.
Yeah. I wonder if I might. I wonder if one of the lenses might relate to I don't know exactly how to say this. There's a flavor of well, what I heard you say is you're walking on the edge of a knife and you want respect because of all of the hard work, the nights and the weekends and the no vacations and all of the blood, sweat, and tears, essentially, that you put into this evaluation. And I wonder if one of the lenses has to do with the recognition of that.
Yeah, it's sort of like an impossibility. Why would he at this late date change his perspective to one of accommodating my emotional needs around everything I've put into this. It really, it's not even, you know, his job.
So is that one of the lenses? Impossible?
Yeah, it's antagonistic because of that. It's like, I know I'm going to go in there and all I'm going to get are rough questions and defensiveness, and the one thing that they probably owe me is recognition, and I'll never get that.
Well, certainly, because you've already got the lens of it's impossible.
Yeah.
What does this reveal to you that you were not aware of before?
sort of a vanity about it, and something that I have known is that I don't like the conflict of it, the confrontation of it. I mean, if I were taking off lenses, if I were really doing this sort of neutral, independent broker of information, I could step back, but there's this carry in it, this ego in it that wants to hear that I did a good job. Thanks for being here.
Oh, that's interesting. I wonder if our previous conversation about needing to honor your experience here has any relevance to...
Yeah, I heard it too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what did you hear?
Does it matter that I was here? And they're the ones who brought me here, you know? They're ponying up the money to have a full-time evaluator. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they appreciate it. It's more like they had to, so they did it, but it's not because they wanted to. And I thought I was snarky about my time, about, you know, the traffic patterns and the jackasses who clog up the city streets with selling underwear and this guy is out there every day with this big mat full of girdles and ankle wraps. I've seen him every weekday since I've been here. I walk down the street and he goes, in Spanish, of course, girdles, ankle wraps.
We will have to have another conversation because I don't even know what an ankle wrap is.
You know, like a little stretchy thing when you have a hurt ankle?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. He's got these little package things there, you know, to like stiffen up your ankle, I guess. And one of the things that I don't like about my life is everywhere you go downtown here where I live, people are crowding the sidewalks selling stuff. And so then there's this tiny little funnel of people shivving through trying to make it to the bank or whatever before it closes. But
well, I'm curious, how did you bring peace to the shivving through?
On the far end of it, on my way home, on the almost to my turn where I go up my street, there's a guy who sells candy. And not every day, but a lot of days, I buy candy from him. So first of all, I'm using the services of the people selling crap on the street. He's got an enormous cart. It's like you could put refrigerators on it, and it's full of candy bars. And as I pass by, I stop and chat with him and pick out a candy bar or something, M&M's or something local or whatever. And I guess that's like my prize for going through the gauntlet.
Does that have any relevance to the conversation you're going to have tomorrow?
Candy. I need a prize at the end. We're going out for ice cream after. That's what I'm going to tell the team. I don't care what else we do the rest of the day, but we got to go for ice cream after. No, they'll understand. They'll probably say, why didn't we think of that?
Well, what is having the prize? What's that providing you?
Well, it's funny, but the ego seems happier knowing that I get a prize, even if they don't tell me anything nice there.
Yeah. Does that...
It really helps. I don't know why. Oh. I feel much lighter than I did even 5 minutes ago.
So that would support you in bringing calm and peace to the meeting tomorrow?
Yeah. Maybe I should draw a Sunday on my hand so I can look down at it instead of having notes.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. That's great, a visual reminder, and also letting the team know that this this prize is waiting for them.
I often look at my Great Dane of Publishing picture on the wall of, or the window of my office and think, there's something that can take you out of the stuff you're in if you'll let it. It'll take you out of the worry and the being too intense and deep. And a great, the great speckled, the speckled Great Dane of Publishing, I think we called it way back when, did it for me for a long time.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is that there are visual reminders that direct you to, that bring you out of the blame and the shame and the ego to, and present you to something different.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you getting present to here?
Well, apropos of having a peace accord there, the other visual that I thought of was a waving Colombian flag. I don't know where it just came from in my head, but thinking about how much bigger that is, how much work went into it, how hard it's still going to be for them to implement it. It's, I mean, I was just about crying about it this morning when I got the news. So that's another thing to think of, to put our little work in perspective. We're just a little fraction of what they're, what they've been doing and what they still have yet to do in the government here. So,
yeah.
I hope people feel like they're really Colombian.
Yeah. How are we doing moving you towards your peace accord?
I like it. I like it. I feel good. I feel, like I said, lighter. And it did really put it in perspective that this, this real peace accord happened today, happened last night. Just laying the two things next to each other. Because part of the ego thing is really like expanding something until it so fills the room. And when it's been my whole life, other than the gym, for the past few months, it does feel like it's, you know, it's eating up everything in the room, including me. It's nice to put a little lid on it and say, at the end of tomorrow's presentation, we're going to go get some ice cream.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the big one with the chocolate fudge. I usually just get a cone, but this time we're going big.
Yeah. Cool. So where do you see to take the conversation now?
Well, let's see. How do I feel about tomorrow? I feel better, confident. What about the notes? How do I let myself just speak about what I know instead of reading from the notes? That one is my little nervous schoolgirl bugaboo. That I'll forget big things, or I'll get tongue-tied. Do you have any clients who had to do public speaking that they were nervous about?
I think it's a human thing. I don't know that it's just a client thing. Well, I'm curious if you, I'm curious if we related the nerves, the nervous schoolgirl here, and we brought her into the peace accord conversation, what that might make available to you.
She's just so prone to go right for the ice cream.
Okay, what does that mean?
She wants to skip over the hard part. Doesn't it seem like we were more ego back then? And some id thrown in? Less about responsibility and more about... And that, boy, when you say blame and shame, I was just tortured when I was the nervous schoolgirl. Blame and shame all the time about everything. And I was a good student, and I was a good girl, and I was nice to my parents, and... You know, there wasn't anything so awful about me. I just felt like I should be much more the one that solved problems and did things and had answers and fixed and did better somehow than what I was doing.
Carrie, may I offer you an assertion?
Yeah.
I noticed in our conversation, one of the things that you really seem to, that lights you up, that you get a little sparkle in your voice, is when you talk about the things going on in these, like, little snippets. The little blog posts, the little picture on your hand, the prize at the end. They're little things. I'm wondering if that has any meaning for you, or could have any meaning for you here.
Well, it doesn't sound like I need to be named King of, Queen of Colombia to be happy. And those little things can fit into a life that has responsibilities and purpose and dreams that I work hard to fulfill. Little things aren't going to take up so much space. They're not bad or overwhelming. They're sort of normal. A tube of certs. Just a little tube of certs candies. Do you know certs?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a brightness to your voice. Or I notice a brightness to your voice. What's happening over there?
Maybe another perspective setting, you know? If they're little things, they're not taking away from what I've done just because I happen to have a little Van Deer eagle and won a prize. That doesn't abjure, is that the right word? What's come before doesn't wipe it out just because I am human too. That's nice.
What difference may this be making for your nervous little schoolgirl?
The nervous little schoolgirl is probably nervous because she feels guilty that she didn't do more somehow. And it's funny, you can hold two things in your thoughts and heart at the same time, but as much as I know how many hours I put in, how much time I've spent head down in the weeds doing the thing, I also know about the times I took time off and blah, blah, blah. So it's funny to have the kind of get up in arms for a second about how I'll never get thanks from them for all I've done. And at the, in the very next second, think, God, I wish I could have done more. I wish I'd done more.
Yeah.
That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
How can those two things live together? They seem like they're so pushed apart. Diametrically opposed, but maybe they're not somehow. Maybe they feed on each other, or maybe they need each other to live.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's like a whole other call.
We have time, darling. But how is this awareness useful to you as it pertains to calm in the face of the nervous little schoolgirl?
I don't know, but I feel a lightening in my chest, an unleashing, an untightening, a sort of a relaxing in between my breath bones.
I can hear it. Your voice went up several octaves.
Yeah. Hi!
Hi!
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but I could sure feel it. Like, that little girl's all right. Told her she's nervous. She'll make it. Mm-hmm. And she's done enough. I think that means I can take the rest of the day off. To draw Sundays and Colombian flags on the pages of my notes that I won't be looking at because I won't need it. I'll be thinking about the Sunday anyway.
Yeah. Is there anything more specific that you might need to support your nervous little girl?
Well, love sounds like a good thing.
Mm. Okay, what do you mean?
Just kind of love the little nervous girl.
Mm.
And instead of wanting to push her away from me, she's me. She's just as valid a part of me as the kick-ass mouth sphincter making drink.
Right.
No, I mean, she's there too.
Oh, that's so funny. You brought up the sphincter from our last call.
Of course.
I wonder if she would help the nervous girl. The sphincter image.
I'm sphinctering right now.
Yeah.
I think a big puckered kiss on her forehead would probably help her. Yeah, a shameless one, you know, like with a smacking sound, like in Spain they spell that sound M-U-A-K, and they sign that sign an email with muak.
Yeah, would it be valuable to put muak on the pages too?
I like it. And she's the little schoolgirl, a little bit shy about that at first, like, what the hell's going on? And then she kind of smiles and giggles and realizes that Sunday's coming. And she's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Mwah.
So, feels like we're coming to a natural close. Does that feel that way to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Is there anything else before we complete the call?
No, I think I got there.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Cool.
I feel good.
Woo! So is there anything like, would it support you to sort of recap for yourself what you wanted and then what you're actually walking away with?
That sounds smart, yeah.
Okay.
So on the second one, which was somehow saying goodbye meaningfully and hopefully and positively to Colombia, going ahead with my idea, a little mini blog, weekly or daily blog post till I go, about what I'll miss and what I love and how I've grown and things I've learned, the people, and the candy guy at the end of the gauntlet. And for the scared little girl afraid to go on stage, giving her some credit for what she's accomplished without detracting from it by feeling too much like, could have done more. And giving her a big kiss on the forehead with puckered lips. And letting her giggle, because an hour after that kiss comes the ice cream.
Cool. All right. Is there anything else still left to say before we complete?
Viva Colombia.
Viva Colombia. All right, hold on. Let me shut off the recording.
All right.